994 RA with MJB, electric vehicle display. It's on this Saturday in Yeppoon. It's about time you start thinking outside the square. They say that they're not going to be manufacturing any normal cars after 2050. It's going to be all over. It'll just be electric, so you might as well get into the groove right now. From Capricorn Conservation Council, we've got Ian Herbert online. Good morning to Ian. How are you?
Morning, Michael. I'm great, thanks.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Now, you're in love with it because the benefits are just amazing, but you actually own and operate one as well, don't you?
Yes, we own a Kia Niro. I don't know if I'm allowed to say all the brand names.
Oh, of course you are.
There are quite a few. Tesla's is the big name in electric vehicles.
Yes.
But now some of the standard manufacturers are coming to the fore, producing their own cars to compete with Tesla. And it's a fairly good competition now. But we have Kia Niros, we've got Nissan Leaf, the MG have an electric one. They're the three at that kind of range level, and then you can go up from there. The luxury cars like the Lexuses and BMWs, Audis, they've all got fully electric vehicles, but the problem is there's such a demand that they're only releasing a few hundred of each manufacturer to Australia.
Oh, it's crazy. And, of course, you've got a presentation by David Waterworth, electric vehicle journalist with cleantech.com. What's the most surprising thing about electric vehicle?
What acceleration it has. I'm no petrolhead, but my wife is taken to flattening the foot of the traffic lights and leaving everyone else in the dust. I mean, for our age, we've turned into hoons, which is not very presentable for people of our age. But no, they just have a fantastic acceleration and charging most of the time. And the statistics are that about 80% of people's charging is done at home. We charge ours from home off solar panels, so it costs us virtually nothing.
Really?
If you're going to go, it costs 7 cents a kilowatt hour, which works out to be about one cent a kilometre. If you're going to take the trip to Brisbane, there are charging stations at Mount Larkin, Murrumbidgee, Gingin, etc. And you don't need to charge up to 100% each time. You might turn up at Childers, you're down to 50%, you poke it up to 70%, and then you keep going.
So how long does it actually take to charge a car?
Those charging stations, they're fast charging. Mm. They charge at about a 40 or 50 kilowatt rate, which means you get, in our car, which has got a 500 kilometre range, you get 10% charge in 10 minutes. That's 50 kilometres of extra running with 10 minutes charge. Now, these days it takes 20 minutes to drink a cup of coffee, so that's another 20% or another 100 kilometres you just put in your car.
Absolutely fantastic. So when you pull in and you do the charge up, what's the cost?
Oh, the cost, they've just gone up. They were 20 cents a kilowatt hour, and they've gone up to 30 cents a kilowatt hour, which is comparable to what you'd pay if you didn't have solar and you were just importing electricity at your home. So overall, the cost of our trip to Brisbane when that was 20 cents a kilowatt hour ended up being 3 cents per kilometre.
Gee, that's not bad, is it?
That's right. So that beats the petrol. Now it would be closer to three and a half to four cents a kilometre.
Hmm.
And that's when you're buying electricity off those fast charging stations.
Fantastic.
If you're at home, there are two options. Either you have it on solar or you're on tariff 3133 and you get a cheaper charge there.
I like it. Electric vehicle display. If you've ever wondered, well, this sad day, pop in. Put your fingerprints all over it. 1,001 questions, they've got 1,001 answers for you. Now, it's going to be happening this Saturday, 8:30 a.m. till 12 noon at, Bateman Park, James Street, Yeppoon, next to the Disaster Management Hub. And it's going to be rather exciting. You expecting a big crowd?
Yes, we think so. There were quite a lot turned up last year, and there are even more electric vehicles around this year. But the audience, we're expecting people to come who don't have cars yet, who want to... ask us a few questions. We hope we can fill them in with answers.
Yeah, sooner or later, we have to actually accept the fact that we will be driving electric cars in the future, won't we?
Yeah, it'd be good to see Matt Canavan turn up. Who knows?
Ian Herbert, thanks very much for having a chat with us, and we'll see you there on Saturday.
Okay, see you there. Thanks, Michael.